Mark pointed to the scab on his leg and said, "You know what? Every day this is getting brownish and brownish. Brownish and brownish." And I said, "You mean browner and browner?" And he said, No. "It's getting brownish and brownish. It's getting better." I said, "You mean it's healing?" And he said, "Yeah. Every day it's healing." So I guess he had just decided that brownish would make a nice word for healing, because he didn't have a word for healing.
Looking for his blanket and his cat, his toy cat, stuffed cat. And I said, "Blanket and kitty are in kitchen." And Marky said, "Even kitty in kitchen?" Question mark. And it was his first correct use of "even." He always has used it up till now to mean simply "and." He said, "You have to be very careful when it comes down on you, even when it almost crashes down on you." And that had to do with the automatic garage door as it comes down. Marty said, "My boy Grandpa got some eggs when we were watching the movie when the one-eyed guy got smashed. That's when we were watching some eggs." What, honey? How did it happen?
We were watching the movie.
So it's watching Clued.
And my grandpa got some eggs, and then when
that
the end of the movie, it was the end. Uh-huh. We went back home.
Did Grandpa get smashed?
No.
Who got smashed?
You know, the one-eyed guy.
The one-eyed guy. Yeah. What was his name? Cyclops.
Yeah, Cyclops.
Okay. Poor Cyclops, right?
Yeah.
He was a good guy too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
It's too bad he got hurt.
I wish a bad guy got hurt.
I know. But a good guy got hurt, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes that happens in the movies.
Yep.
That's sad.
Yeah. But look.
A good guy's guy. That's sad, he said. But Mark said, "But no good guys died in Return of the Jedi." How did Lando get hurt?
You know, he almost fell in the sidewalk.
That's right. Did any other good guys get hurt in Return of the Jedi?
Yeah, like Luke Skywalker.
What happened to Luke?
He didn't fall in.
What else? No, Luke did not fall in. He didn't get hurt. Who did get hurt?
He almost did.
Yeah, who else got hurt?
Else.
Yeah. One baby Ewok got hurt. One Ewok. Not a baby Ewok. One Ewok got hurt.
Not when they were fighting.
Yeah, when the Ewoks joined the battle.
Oh.
Remember?
Yep.
How did it happen?
First one died.
Uh-huh.
And he wouldn't. He wasn't really dead. And another died, and he tried to wake him up.
Uh-huh.
He was really dead.
Do you want to tell me the whole story of Return of the Jedi?
Oh, I can.
Do you want to work on it after we go shopping? Sure. I told Mark, we went down to get Ross and told him, he said, "We're not going to drive, right?" And I said, "No." He said, "That would be silly." And I said, "Yeah, we can walk down. It's not that far." And he said, "Yeah, we can walk down. It's not too far."
Yeah, we can walk down. It's not too that far. Just have
it's to not go. Too that far. What?
We just have to go some walking down.
We have to just have to go some do some walking down?
Yeah.
How far do we have to go?
We have to go.
Let's go as far as we can, okay? And then if it gets too far, do you want to drive? Walk all the way to the end? What about running?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's do a little running. Just get practicing. In other words, we're jogging. We're exercising?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are we practicing, honey?
Running.
Running all the way down to the bus stop?
Yeah.
Is it going to be too far?
No.
Yeah, it is.
Not for me. I'm not going to be sweating again.
No? Were you sweaty today?
Yeah.
Where were you sweating?
When we were starting to drive. Uh-huh. That's when.
Oh, I remember. In the car?
Yeah.
Were you sweaty on the playground?
Yeah.
How come? You know what? My old school is too far away from my new school. Why? You can't go to your old school? Who was in your old school? Oh, are you tired, honey? Who was in your old school?
Somebody I never know.
What's their name?
I don't know you.
Michelle? Yeah. Were you in your old school?
No.
No? How about... said, you know what? God lives up there with Santa Claus. Yeah, and he laughed. Is that funny?
Yeah.
I think that's Ross's bus. Come here. You can see it right through there, Marcy. Look through there. You see it?
Yeah.
How can you tell it? What color is it?
Yellow, I think.
What? Yellow, I think? Uh-huh. Yeah, it is yellow.
Yeah,
it's yellow. Yep, school buses are always yellow.
Asked Ross if he wanted Cheerios and he said no, and I asked him again about 3 or 4 minutes later. I said, Ross, do you want Cheerios? And he said, I had said no.
Hand licking is better than cleaning napkins with your face.
Right. What he meant was that licking is better than using napkins to clean your face. A little earlier he said licking is better than wiping.
Why is it better, Mark?
Why is licking better? You like licking?
It's so... Mm-hmm. It'll get more drier.
Yeah, that's true. And cleaner, right?
Yeah, more dry and more cleaner.
Who does the licking? You lick your face?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. All the time I do.
With your tongue?
Yep.
All the time I do.
All the time I do, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All the time I lick my lips, they're gone.
Right.
And I am right now.
You're licking off your lipstick? Yeah, he does it, Mom. See? He really does lick his lips. And he has a lot of syrup. Boy, they're just swimming. Those band-aids are just swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, plenty easy.
There's some more out there.
Said, I want this more cut. He meant he wanted his pancakes cut a little bit more. Mommy said, are boys different from girls?
Ross said, we really did, Daddy. Yeah, Mary was telling me about how they recorded He-Man. We really did, Daddy. We recorded it from the TV while we were watching He-Man. Tomorrow we're going to do the same. Okay? Ross, I wanted to brush my teeth so I don't have smelly breath like a dragon. And I said, it's true, isn't it? He said, no, I never said that. And no, I said, no, I never said that. And I said, well, it's true, isn't it? He said, well, I never smelled a dragon before.
Just did a misuse of the phrase, I wonder how so-and-so can live with X. He said, we were talking about the Empire Strikes Back thermos and how we had thrown away the Empire Strikes Back lunchbox because it was rusty. And he said, I don't know how Jerry can live with his. And I said, why? Why don't you know why Jerry can live with his? Because...
It's a Jedi one, but that's supposed to get rusty when you wash it.
Uh-huh. And how does he live with his?
never washes it.
He never washes it? And is it rusty? Not rusty at all. Okay. His isn't rusty at all.
His foot was hurting, and I said, do you know why it's hurting? He said, why? And I said, I'm asking if you have any idea. And he said, no, I don't.
Russ.
And he said, Russ, we're going to make the bus. And he said, if we don't, we'll have to drive. He said, well, Daddy, I think I want to be driven to school. And I said, drived. Is it driven or drive? He said, driven.
Come on, give me a bite.
Evidently, Ross calls everything a fillet. What is it? Show me what a fillet looks like. F-I-L-E-T. I guess he learned it.
Like school or something. Ben managed cake and...
You call it a fillet. It's a joke.
So the maraschino cherries are bad. And Marky said, no. I said, I know, but they're not bad for Ross. And I said, why not? And Ross said, because I'm already sick and I won't get any more sicker. Because I have the sniffles. And I won't get any sicker.
Marky said, I don't have to have Uppy today, so you don't have to pick me up.
Ross put on a Snoopy Cool sweater, and he said, I got this because if my hands get cold, I can put them in here. I think I would have said, I got this so that if my hands get cold, I can put them in here.
You know what?
Oh, no, I won't even talk about you know what.
He's talking about werewolves.
About owls? We won't say anything about owls, okay?
What? Oh, yeah, owls are here.
Right. Ross asked a little bit earlier, Ross asked me a question. Where did you get this? And who bought it? What was that about, Ross?
The red socks.
The red socks that he had seen a new pair of red socks. And why did you ask it me, Ross? He didn't know who and where they got them. And he said, well, and I answered you that I got them at Penny's. And so what did you say?
Oh,
that means I can take them to preschool for show and tell, right?
No, to first grade.
To first grade for show and tell. Okay. Are you going to do show and tell with your red socks?
Well, so we do that sometimes of our clothes.
Your clothes? You show new clothes? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What kids do that, for example?
Like Derek.
Uh-huh.
And Holly. Uh-huh.
Do you ever fight with a guy named Jim?
Oh.
Well, you said you don't like Jim.
No, that was Jim class.
I know, I'm just teasing. It's not Jim that's your bad friend.
Okay.
No. Mark, do you have a friend named Jim?
No, Jim. No.
Grandpa's name is Jim.
I know that I don't have a friend named Jim.
Your grandpa's name is Jim.
I know, but I don't have a Jim for a friend at my school.
Okay, do you have any friends at your school?
Yeah.
Why?
There's a Big Dipper.
Oh, yeah. You see, want to see him? No, you're looking in the wrong place, Ross.
Yeah.
Big Dipper's not there. Big Dipper's down here now. Way down at
the
he's down at the bottom of the sky over there. See his handle?
Oh yeah, there's his.
And there's his bowl over by the telephone wires. Is over there, up above that tree.
Oh yeah.
There's his handle is over there at the end of the street. Okay. Now those stars up there are very bright too. That's Orion.
Where?
With his sword up there is Orion.
Where?
He's one of those heroes of ancient times, like He-Man, up there. That's his name. That's called Draco up there. That's the dragon. All these stars have names. Do you know that?
And all of them are people or...
Or monsters. Why do so many people every night... What?
Have their lights on every night.
Well, that's because there's the parkway over there, and they want to make sure the people can ride on it.
Oh.
See the parkway over there? That's those big lights.
No, I mean another reason.
Another reason is so that people can make sure that they can move around in their rooms.
And then?
And Mrs. Scott has hers on because she's afraid of robbers.
And second.
That's about all the reasons there are.
Oh.
Yep, that's it. Yep. And now we can see the Little Dipper. You want to see the Little Dipper?
Little Dipper.
Russell, you can get kangaroos that just pull over. And he said, Dad, would you please get us that kind? Because I don't like to be tying. And they're easier to get on in the morning when you have to go to school. Marky said, you know what? One time I mixed this ice cream when Ben comed over. And I said, you know what? I said, you see, I can't eat this much. This was probably referring to one of these horrible bowls of ice cream with all the sprinkles and chocolate and maraschino cherries that Mary lets the boys mix and then decide they don't want to eat. Ross was, Mark were talking about animals, and he said, he's one of my favorite Star Wars. And then Ross said, he's my yuckiest Star Wars. No thanks to you. And he wasn't talking to Mark. He wasn't saying no thanks to Mark. He was saying, sort of to his yucky Star Wars figure, he was sort of saying, bleh, to you. And instead of, he used no thanks to you, obviously incorrectly. He doesn't understand that no thanks to you has to only be used when someone's done a service of one sort or the other. I didn't know how to be a witch, a ghost. And he says, it's real easy. All you have to do is go up in the forest and you get on a long tree and then Joey and Marky and Rossi come along and you scare us. Marky, how do you get to be a witch? Wait, how do you get to be a witch?
You see, you put real evil things on, and they say, you're real evil, you know. And then Rossi could go like this and take off all the witch clothes and say, you know, you're really mommy.
You really mommy under those clothes?
Yeah.
Okay. Who do you think? Do you think Daddy can do it? Do you think Daddy can do it?
Yeah.
Can Daddy be an evil witch? When do we do this, Mark?
At Halloween.
When is Halloween coming?
Tomorrow.
No.
Today.
No.
David's mother says many sleeps.
Many sleeps away. Many night
times. They have a whole collection of demons.
How about you?
No way.
What is it you don't have? What are you missing?
I know how you can dress up like He-Man for Halloween.
I said I know how you can be He-Man for Halloween. He-Man and Skeletor. They're all dressed, ready to go.
And then you get a vest for He-Man's suit.
Yeah.
And then you get some boots.
What if it was too cold? He-Man might be too cold for Halloween. Because it's cold out in Halloween.
Well, it wouldn't be very long. Go
Okay. Take all your clothes off and put big muscles on. Oh, he's supposed to be doing homework. Come on up, and he said, "Wait for me. I'm coming up." We're going up the stairs. He can count to 10, by the way, fairly accurately. Count objects on papers if they're nicely lined up. What? Okay, you gonna go to bed now? Okay, crawling. Which bed are you going to go in? You have to go pee, don't you?
Yeah.
Like you said, I ate it and it was hot. I didn't even scream. I didn't even yell either. I was just referring to his sausage that he's eating. October 1st. Told the boys, now can we get going? Marky, we had been waiting to get Marky's snake and I'd run all over the house trying to find it. We're trying to go shopping. And then Ross said, like Lando says to the others, now can we get out of here? Referring back to Star Wars, right, Russ?
Empire Strikes Back.
Or Return of the Jedi, which one?
Empire
Strikes Back, okay.
Russ
said Star Wars was the first
Return.
Movie, then there was Empire, then there was Return. Uh-huh. How do you know that that sentence comes from Empire Strikes Back? What part of the movie was it in?
Well, I know because Han got frozen in in Empire Strikes Back, and he was frozen in Return, and Leia freed him.
Right, but how do we know that he said, "Now can we get out of here"?
I heard on the tape. Remember,
I see.
He said that.
Yeah. Okay. On the Empire Strikes Back tape.
Yeah.
That I heard on the tape, remember? On the tape he says that. Green picnic outside, Mark, you said, we have thermoses. And I said, what? And he was thinking about how he had to correct himself. And he said it again, thermoses. Yeah, and I understood it the second time. He said, Daddy, you know what I wish you would do? I said, what? Find the lost dog, because the people are sad. And he said, but if it were a lost cat, and I said, then what would you do? Still find the lost. I told Marky, he's sitting here.
Going bay?
I'm doing what Rossi always does. Marky said one time.
You know what, one?
Marky's coming. And a while, and said, now let's just walk. About the cars.
No, I don't really think.
Marky said, you know what, Daddy,
I wish.
Low windows. Mark, I was going to Buffalo and he cried. He was sad.
Daddy.
And he said, I've been tricked. How come you've been tricked?
Can you don't let me come?
Because I won't let you come? Is that tricking you?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Pointed to a strap on, it was a helmet strap on a character, cartoon character, and said, see that? That's the chanker. And after I figured out what he was talking about, I said, is that a word you made up? He said, no, that's not a made up word. See, that's a chanker. And then I told him it was a helmet strap. And so he repeated the word helmet strap and seemed happy to have the real word. He makes up his own words a lot. This is a good example of it. By the way, today is Thursday, October 6th.
Marky said, I wish I were Ross. I wish I were in I wish I was Ross. I wish I was in first grade. We were talking about how Ross has to go to be an Indian scout. I'm sorry, this was actually just out of the blue when Mary was driving home from school and he wanted to know if you were picking up Ross. It's October 8th.
Oh, there is.
I told Ross, let's go finish cleaning up the mess. He said, there is no mess. Yeah, well, there's a little bit more to clean up, Ross.